There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Okay, time to get you involved in the conversation. Do get in touch with the show today. Love to have you on the telephone for a bit of a natter.
Yeah, now we're just going to hit you up with this first crazy stat because we want your opinion on it. Now, 71% of people travelling from the UAE have said on record that faced with a decision between the two, they would rather have Wi-Fi connectivity when they travel than a new experience on that trip.
That's so sad. That's such a sad start, isn't it? 2017, yeah. And people would rather just be connected to the internet than experience something new on a holiday.
Well, I'm in that 70-odd%, I'm afraid.
Awful. Well, I knew you would be. I knew, you know, 100%.
I mean, you know, you need that connectivity to push out to all your friends and family the things that you're doing. Okay.
Need is a strong word.
Need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
essential. Would you not be depressed now if you went on a vacation and you didn't have any Wi-Fi whatsoever?
I think I'll be fine.
I don't think you would.
No, because well, I was on a press trip last week and I had to keep telling myself to post because I'm so used to not using my phone on holiday that I had to stop myself and remind myself that I need to post something. Otherwise, I don't touch my phone on holiday.
Well, I mean, when every time Steph goes on a trip, like, remember, where was it? Phnom Penh.
Hmm.
She was posting every other day. Every single second.
That's my job. Hmm. Mark Lloyd. It's different.
Well, what about the other night when you were walking down some place and, you know, it's from the shots taken from the back of you and you get it up there on social media?
But
in fact, I'm not liking any more of your pictures.
Given the choice of the two things, you're going on a trip, someone says to you, would you rather be connected by Wi-Fi? I know it's a bit of a ridiculous decision to have to make, but they did ask this question in this study that we're going to be talking about. Would you rather be connected to Wi-Fi or would you rather experience something new? You can honestly say, hand on heart, I'll leave the new experience, thanks, as long as I can get on the internet.
I think it brings back to me a real life kind of moment for me when I took my son to Japan. I think he was 16 at the time. I took him to Japan and I told him, we're going up Mount Fuji today. And we went up Mount Fuji and the first thing he asked me is there Wi-Fi?
Like father, like son, I guess. That's all I can say about that. It does make me want to throw me banana at you. Not a euphemism, I have got a banana here.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Is it? But yeah.
I hope it's a right one, then it's softer.
Let us know your thoughts on this. When you put it to people, as we did this morning in the ARN office, they do all have different reactions to this stat. 71% of people, when travelling from the UAE, say that faced with the decision between the two things, they would rather have the internet than experience something new.
Absolutely not. I think that is ridiculous. Why are you going to go away and do something if you'd rather be connected to Wi-Fi? Just stay at home where it's free and just enjoy it that way if that's how you feel when you go away on holiday.
I'd like the best of both worlds. Like, I'd like to be connected to Wi-Fi and experience new things because it's a new place. You know, you could get lost, so I need to be on the sat-nav. And if I'm in a new place, I need to know which is the best place to eat, so I will get on the TripAdvisor app. So, you know, things like that. You need Wi-Fi connectivity. And then if you're not traveling with your little kid, you know, you've been a good parent and you've sent your child away to the grandparents, you want to be connected with them via Skype. They need to know where you are when you're traveling to a different country. So, yeah, I'll take the best of both worlds.
I think the whole point of going away is to switch off. So, for me, that wouldn't be a contributing factor, whether they had Wi-Fi there or not. You know, I think to experience new places is what traveling is all about.
I think that's nuts. That's crazy. So they'd rather have the internet than experience something new. That's bizarre. I can understand, though. I think people are addicted to their smartphones. They're addicted to the internet. I don't think you can function. You know, think about the internet going down in your office and nobody can do anything. But travel is about new things, isn't it? It's about new places and new people and new food. So I don't know if I'd fall into the 71%.
I would rather just switch off. I can't wait to get it out of work. You know, I'm going on a holiday very soon. And I think the first thing I will do is I'll turn off my Wi-Fi and probably just use it when I have to, because I know sometimes you've got to check your emails, etc. But in general, I would rather just turn everything off and just enjoy the moment. I have to say, though, I like to have some equipment with me which can take photographs, because I like to capture memories and I like to keep them for a long time. It doesn't have to be a phone. It can just be, you know, a DSLR. So I really don't care about being connected to the internet.
I like to travel, but mainly when I travel, I like to be disconnected. That's from all the madness. So, yeah, that's all the point of traveling.
So, there you heard some of our colleagues. What does that make you think? 71% of people traveling from the UAE have said on the record that faced with a decision between the two, they'd rather have Wi-Fi connectivity when they travel than a new experience on that trip. 4001 are messages for free via the Dubai Eye app.
Yeah, is an experience no longer worth having if you can't share it online? That's a pretty big question, isn't it? And it sounds ridiculous to ask it, because of course it's worth having. But by answering this question, saying you're in the same camp as Mark in that 71%, you are technically saying it's not worth me having the experience if I can't tell people about it. And what does that say about you?
Yeah, that is part of the enjoyment, I think, these days, of having that experience, is sharing it with other people. And, yeah, I would miss it. I would surely miss it. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't go and have an experience, but I would really miss not being able to, share it with everyone.
You are. You chose between the two. You're saying...
All right, I'll go down that route.
Okay. Well, leading commerce platform Travelport, they commissioned an independent global study, which is where we got this information from, the Global Digital Traveller Research 2018. Matthew Powell from Travelport, with us on the ticket. How many humans took part in this study, Matt?
We interviewed a total of 11,000 people over a total of 19 countries.
So quite a lot of people. 11,000.
It's a big chunk of human flesh.
And I think the first stat we've got to look at is the one we're discussing today. 71% of us rather be connected on a trip than experience something new.
I have to say that was the one stat that came out. And I said to myself, wow, and our team discussed it in a lot of detail. Yeah, I mean, that's becoming more and more what people are saying. We did some research a couple of years ago, you know, and what's important to take on a trip. And the mobile phone was ranked very high up there. And that's just kind of a continuation of it. You know, people are very keen on, you know, staying in touch on Messenger and WhatsApp and other things, and, you know, and then using social media. And more and more, we're seeing that as being what they see as critical. You know, the results kind of highlighted as well that, you know, people expect free Wi-Fi, and how Wi-Fi is more and more important to the travelers when they're away, and that's, you know, kind of connected to that. I have to say, you know, that was the one number we all said wow to. So it would be interesting to kind of hear the feedback from your listeners on that as well.
Yeah, people who go to my place in Scotland, it's totally disconnected. There's no telephone signal, there's no Wi-Fi. Afterwards, even the people who didn't really know, who didn't read the fine print, they loved it. Like, they always say in their review, it gave us a chance to catch up with people again and, like, experience real life. You get on the metro these days, no one is looking out the window.
They're all looking in their screens.
All looking down on their screens. And on Talking to Books on Saturday, Annabelle was referencing that some schools, this might shock you if you haven't heard it already, are starting to introduce social skills classes because kids are not very good at having conversations anymore. Is that not the scariest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, I feel sad when I hear that.
Let us know if you agree with me. I'm just going to put it out there. Being constantly connected, could it be detrimental to our mental health? I think it could be.
Now, I want your honest answer to that question today for Ticket Talkback. Is an experience no longer worth having unless you can share it online? Do you stand in the 71% of people who have said they would rather be connected whilst travelling than have a new experience?
Ticket Talkback. Call 04-423-1010, text 4001, or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Yeah, now, if you've just joined us, we're looking at the results of Travelport's Global Digital Traveller Research, just released. Now, Matthew Powell from Travelport on the ticket this afternoon, talking us through the findings. The one that made our hearts sink a little, or Steph for sure, was that 71% of travellers from the UAE, when given the decision between being connected to Wi-Fi on your next trip or experiencing something new, chose being connected.
Yeah, it's a shocker. Got Ritu on the line. Hi, Ritu. Welcome to the ticket.
Hi, Steph and Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
So where do you stand on this Wi-Fi business then? What do you think?
I think I just choose to have the experience. The technology has just come in the last decade, and our parents lived without it. They left us and went on a holiday and didn't bother much about what would happen to us. So I think if they survived it, so can we.
Ritu, how old are you, may I ask?
I'm 36.
Okay, brilliant. Awesome. I'm really happy to know there is someone else out in their 30s out there who believes the same as me. You don't need to have the tech on all the time.
Yeah. What about a regular holiday, Ritu? I mean, do you tend to post on social media when you're on your holiday?
No, I don't. I have two daughters and I don't post anything about my children online. I don't consider it safe.
Okay, well, we know what camp you're in, Ritu. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
So, Matt, what would you rather? Would you rather be connected on holiday, being in the business, or have a new experience on that holiday?
Definitely new experiences. No, I'm lucky I get to travel over the world. And having, seeing new things, new places is definitely, for me, way up there. Having said that, having my mobile, being connected and, being on social media, to share those experiences is also important. So, I do get frustrated when I don't have Wi-Fi or there's not free Wi-Fi in the hotel. So I still think that seeing new things and experiencing new things is definitely still top of my list, though.
And Matt's in the business. He should know. We're going to go back to our telephone lines. We've got Rasif calling us this afternoon. Okay, Wi-Fi or not to Wi-Fi? Where do you stand, Rasif?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Seth.
Hello. Whose camp are you in? Are you with the 71% and Mark Lloyd, or are you with me on the other side?
I'm on the 29% side.
Woohoo! Mark, you were in a lonely camp today. Why is that, Rasif?
Actually, of course, the question sounds very odd, that such a survey question has been raised, because it seems obvious that when you go for a holiday, you need to experience new things.
That's what a holiday is all about, right?
That's true. But at the same time, work has its strengths, and you get pulled back, you need to check, you need to communicate, you have these emails happening, So the strengths are there, the work strengths are always there.
Is it a need or is it a want, though?
That's the point. Because what happens is I do check when I go on a vacation. I do communicate when it's work-related. But at the same time, when I go for Umrah, that's Islamic pilgrimage, I kind of get disconnected. And, 1 week, 10 days goes by and you come back and you realize that the world was more on fine without you. Fine. No problem.
So when you go on your vacation with your family, do you not post anything then on Facebook? And, do you not miss getting those likes and, wow, aren't you having a great time comments?
Facebook, no, I don't post much, It's mainly work which takes up this Wi-Fi, Facebook, social media, no. Other than that, of course, family, WhatsApp, you post these images with your family, share with your family, but that also can wait, you can get back and you can do it. It's not so urgent,
Well, Rasif, thank you so much for your call this afternoon. Mark, I'm really surprised it was 71% that said they would rather have Wi-Fi, because it's just the 29% calling in today then.
Exactly. They don't live in Dubai, do they?
They do, though. That's the thing. It's insane. And who agrees with me? Anne says, this is insane. Were they all about 10?
Yeah, Shazeen, an experience any day. Connectivity is not that important.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Do let us know if you are in that 71% of people who, when asked the question and given the choice between two things, would rather stay connected on Wi-Fi than have a new experience on holiday. Love to hear from you today. And whilst you're thinking about it, let's have a little look at some of the other things that we've learned from the Travelport Global Digital Traveller Research. Matt, the UAE was also ranked as the most digitally advanced traveller nation.
People who travel, people who've taken a flight within the last year, their reliance on digital to book, plan, and use digital assets while they're traveling. And out of that, the UAE came 8th from our study, ahead of places such as the UK, the US, Canada, Germany, and Japan. It's really showing kind of how the region's adopting digital technology and how that's really moving into the travel space.
And we continue talking to Matt from Travelport about booking holidays.
Yeah, I mean, half of us are booking our holidays on our smartphones. This is according to the Travelport survey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for all of us who live and work in the Middle East, everyone's got 2 mobile phones, and it's something that we've seen over the last few years. People have always done a lot of research on their mobiles, and that's something else that came out of the survey, was that there's a lot of research done on the mobile devices. But what we're now starting to see is that, as you say, almost 50% of us are now actually using our mobiles to book. And I think that really comes down to just people get used to devices. They're more comfortable using them. And what we're finding is that in the Middle East, a lot of people are actually leapfrogging. So, it's quite normal you'll use your mobile, not necessarily a desktop or a laptop. So I think that came out in the results loud and clear.
Do you use yours to book holidays?
I do. I use mine for a lot of research. You're sitting on a plane or you're sitting at the airport and you're waiting to go somewhere. It's just your mobile is always with you. And then more and more, I'm booking more and more of my own travel on apps and through websites on my mobile. It just became more and more normal. And it's easy. It's becoming a better user experience is what we're seeing across the board, really.
Wow, I feel like such an old fogey because I would never book anything on my mobile phone. I would use it for the research, but I feel like you got to go to the sensible place, the laptop, to do the actual booking.
But a lot of people actually don't even have a laptop. There's the iPad Pros and the Microsoft Surfaces. We are now starting to see that a lot of people are just using kind of tablets and mobiles to conduct their business and use more and more. I think that's kind of highlighted across our region with the high millennial base and the younger generation on how comfortable they are just on their mobile devices. And more and more we're going to see that. But I'm with you. I've still got my laptop with me and I still use it on a regular basis.
And I think the positive that we can take through this is maybe laptop prices might come down then.
Maybe. Now you live in hope.
That'd be a good thing, wasn't it? We've been talking on Ticket Talk back the fact that 71% of people travelling from the UAE have said on record that faced with a decision between Wi-Fi connectivity and a new experience, that they'd rather have the Wi-Fi, which has been quite astounding to our staff. And a few messages coming in. Life is about experience, but being in the moment and being emotionally present is very, very important. That's from Julie. Richard says, I can't go away for more than a couple of days without internet because I need it for work.
We also asked you that question on Twitter today as well. At Dubai I1038FM is where you find us on Twitter. Do you stand with the majority, that's 71%, who would rather have Wi-Fi connectivity than actually experiencing something new? Only 36% of people said yes, they stand with that majority, which is actually more, isn't it? 62% said no. So it is different everywhere you look. I think it depends who you talk to. They did speak to 11,000 people. But thank you for all of your texts and your call messages today in Ticket Talk Back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.